will inspire and motivate the kids. And I wrote out, and this, we have a magazine every month. One thing we talk about, one thing we try and build in when we're doing the class is what it means to us to have a teacher in life. And so I copied out this quote by my teacher, Daisaku Okada, because I felt this really is a very broad, gentle sum up of what we're trying to do when we go to the schools. Once we help someone form a connection with Buddhism, even if they show no positive interest, that bond is never lost. The seed of Buddhahood that has been planted at that time is certain to flower eventually. So if I wanted one thing when I go into the school, I want people to form, the children or the students, to form a positive connection with Buddhism that will last them their lifetime. So I've got my mind map. James and I do it together. We are husband and wife. I would not necessarily recommend this as a peaceful as a peaceful way of living. And absolutely every time we do it, we have a bit of an argy-bargy before we go. Over the years, we've simplified what we're doing all the time. We have a very simple running order. And usually now, on the way, we just say which one of us is going to kick it off, and we sort of work out the first two or three points that we're going to cover, and then we sort of wing it for the rest of it. At one point, James got quite cross because we weren't letting each other finish what we were saying before the other one barged in, because obviously, you know, he knows better than me how to talk about Buddhism, and I know better than him. So he said, with the agenda, we should have little cards, and the person holding the card should be the one who speaks. So when I explained this, I looked around at the teaching assistants, and I have to say they were enjoying themselves that day. And even the last session we did, which was last week, you know, we were a girl. We were talking about happiness, and a girl said that getting her pocket money makes her happy. And then she said that if she got £5 a day, she would be really happy, and she'd be particularly happy because everybody would want to be around her. So we started quite a heated conversation about happiness, money, and friendship. Because we now have a menu of things that we can call on in the class, depending on where the kids are going, right at the beginning. I'm being as jumbled now as I am with them. This is how I am with them. Right at the beginning, we say that we want them to ask questions. So one class we did this time, they asked questions before we'd even introduced ourselves, which is absolutely fine. So when this came up about the pocket money and the happiness, we had with us that time, coincidentally, a puzzle that we made way back about the 10 states of life, one of which is rapture. So we both could see immediately this was a perfect moment to talk about the 10 worlds and see where, you know, her definition of rapture fits in. So James, you know, sort of went to the back of the room and gave her the little towel we had with rapture on it. I said, no, we're not doing it like that. We're going to do it like this. And so in the car on the way home, he said, I didn't like the way you... So that happens. Okay. As Jan said, we take our some of the components of our altar with us. So we, in our tradition, we have a box with our scroll in it, and we have a box that we don't use anyway, that we take, and we take the candles. Our bell is very like that, but not as big, and incense, and our beads, which I have here. And quite early on, we try and explain the altar and that we have it in our home. We hold up the bell if we remember to not give the game away, want to give, and ask them what they think it might be for. And some say maybe a, you know, pestle and mortar, grind food, offer water, money, hat. And then the person who gets it right, we ask them to come up and actually hit the bell to demonstrate what it sounds like. We demonstrate our chanting. We do a pronunciation check with them, and we invite them to join in, and it's also fine if they don't. We give them, every time the school calls us and says it's time to come in, we go online and buy these little cards that have what we chant on them, and we give them one, and now we've started saying that we bought them, you know, that they're £1 for 25, because we've seen them being made into paper planes and things, and we think it'd be nicer really if they maybe showed a bit of respect for these as we have bought them. We recite a small section of the Lotus Sutra, which we explain. We know it off by heart. We explain that we know it off by heart is not the point. But we usually get a round of applause for reciting the Lotus Sutra, because they think it's some sort of amazing feat of memory, and how long did it take you to learn that and everything, which is not the point, but I don't mind that that's not the point, because they enjoy hearing it. So James is a bit outrageous, my husband. So when we're explaining what a scroll is like, he says, have you seen Kung Fu Panda? Have any of you seen Kung Fu Panda? Yeah. Do you remember what the scroll is like that he looks in? And it's great because it's a mirror, because we can talk about mirror as well, but they've all seen Kung Fu Panda, so they can all say what the scroll is like with two wooden bars and paper in the middle. We also talk quite... the school wants us to talk about our son, obviously. Our son is now practicing Buddhism quite strongly, which is great joy to us. Because he's our only son, we keep the computer. This is, you know, this is what's safe. The computer is in the front room. So James tends to say, you know, that our son likes playing the electric guitar, and he has a PlayStation, and he says, has any of you heard of one of those? And so all the boys go. So there's often a discussion about, you know, which games he likes to play and which ones we prefer him not to play, as it is right in the front room. Let's see what else I've got on here to talk about. The best lessons that we have depends on the questions from the students. As I say, we had a wonderful, it was a real discussion last time. I thought it was very impressive. Sometimes the students are very quiet, and then it's harder work. We have on our website, we have a few films, I think there are about 5 films called Making a Difference. They each run for about 12 minutes. And particularly there's one by Claire Birchinger, who's a nurse. And at the moment we've got that as backup, so if we run out of steam on the computer, we can put Claire Birchinger film on, and she can talk about her Buddhist practice and how it's influenced her life. And we've also got a bit more sophisticated, and we have a PowerPoint presentation now. We were asked to talk about the 3 of us, Tom, who's 16, and James and I went to our centre in France in January, and we were asked to talk about that. So we nicked some pictures off somebody else's Facebook and have pictures of young people practicing Buddhism. This is another point we really want to get across, is that Buddhism treasures young people. The future is young people, and that the people in the room are the leaders of the future. I don't want Buddhism to seem like, right at the beginning, we don't want Buddhism to seem something like that is far off or out of reach. And we want to make it clear that everybody in the room has the potential to be a Buddha and can be happy, and that it's about us, and that Buddhism is something they can do if they want to. The off-ed guy came in, and it was great in a way about building a relationship with the school, because the teacher said if she hadn't seen us do what we do twice before, there's no way she could have allowed us to do the whole Lofted class, because we would have been an unknown quantity, and heaven knows what would have happened. So she had a very elaborate lesson plan, quite frightening. So I brought that, in case any of you are interested in looking at it, which she gave to the Ofsted inspector. We got good. And when he came in, you know, obviously I prepared, you won't be nervous, this isn't going to throw me. And he came in, my voice started squeaking, and I could hear these words coming out of my mouth, which were just not making any sense at all for a few minutes. So that was quite nerve-wracking. This was kind of Jan's thing about what the school wants. She wanted, we, years ago we did a public event about Buddhism in Weybridge Town Hall, and she wanted us to talk about that because we are built into their learning plan or whatever it's called, that they learn about Buddhism and then they will put on an event about Buddhism, a business and enterprise project, and they will have corners with meditation and leaflets and posters and how can they promote Buddhism with other people. Okay, so the bell has rung, so I just have to look around here and see if there's anything else I want to add. I don't think I have, but this, Jan made this point as well. I have gained so much from doing this. I've learned so much from talking in the schools. I've become more confident, and I think I was thinking this morning it's changed my relationships with everybody. So thank you very much.